India named its first female president today, a symbolic victory for women contending with widespread discrimination. Pratibha Patil, who is 72, won almost two-thirds of the votes cast by national lawmakers and state legislators. She had the support of the governing Congress Party and its political allies, and had been widely expected to win. Spokesperson for the Indian Bishops' Conference is Father Babu Joseph. He says this election is a sign of changing times in the country.
I think it's important for many reasons that India has elected a woman president. She is the 13th president of the independent India, and this is the first time a woman is elected as the president of independent India. Well, India had its prime minister, a woman, some years back, but it never had a woman as its president. Therefore, I think it is a sign of the changing times in India, where it is also very well accepted that women have a very active role to play in the socio-political matters of the country. And I think the choice of her was almost unanimous, not only by the ruling party, but also many other supporting party. And her candidature was largely accepted by people, very well reflected in the kind of votes that she had polled. She was elected with an overwhelming majority of the votes cast. That, I think, shows that the Indian electorate has certainly moved ahead, recognizing the potential women have towards the building of the nation and the different aspects of social life.